can trust.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we kick off another night of fun and excitement. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. All right, so there's a number of things to talk about here tonight, and I did mention on last night's show that I wanted to get to a story, and we never had the chance. So here it is from the Raw story. And then coming up, Mark, you're going to give us some pot and beer news. But first, from rawstory.com, an increasing number of Indiana residents are declaring themselves sovereign citizens and personally seceding from the United States, according to a report from ABC Channel 6 in Indianapolis. Channel 6 profiled Donald Moore, a father of seven, who's made himself official-looking identification that he says exempts him from U.S. laws and U.S. taxes by making him an ambassador to the United States. By doing so,
that's funny.
Says the report, residents contend they no longer have to pay taxes, claiming their homes as embassies and using identification cards that show them as diplomats. According to 6 News, Rafael Sanchez, Indiana authorities call such proclamations both illegitimate and illegal. About 10 people every month, apparently, are asking the state to put a seal on a document so that they can claim freedom from taxes. Now, Moore says, the card gives me diplomatic immunity. The way I understand it, the federal government is incorporated, and all the states are incorporated. This takes me out of the corporation. But his assertion was rejected by Indiana's Secretary of State.
I'll bet.
Todd Rokita told Channel 6, just because you allege something or concoct yourself a document doesn't mean you're getting off the hook. You're going to get in worse trouble. The sovereign said, and I just thought that was interesting because, well, that's what you guys do. That's what the government people do. You just concoct yourselves documents.
It's interesting that, you know, I mean, as all they're claiming to do is be ambassadors. I mean, how is it the United States government can give certain people the designation ambassador and not charge them taxes and, you know, exempt them from all kinds of laws, especially traffic and parking laws and things like that? There have certainly been some more egregious examples in history. But, you know, why is it that some people are eligible to do that and others aren't?
Well, they actually do address that in the report, and I actually have the audio from the report here. So just
fired up and defiant, Hoosiers losing confidence in the government are declaring they no longer have to follow state or even federal law.
They're calling their properties embassies and using ID cards to claim they are diplomats. It's a growing movement here in Indiana. Call 6 Watchdog Rafael Sanchez digs deeper into the controversial cause, creating a flap.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
There are plenty of American flags along U.S. 36.
With liberty and justice for all.
The road leads you to the home of Donald Moore, who says he's tired of waiving his rights. Don and his wife invited us to their home.
You leave your cameras outside, though.
But decided not to appear on camera. The father of seven allowed us to videotape his ID, which says he's a diplomatic agent and an ambassador.
Now, what you can't see, because we're on the radio, is the scene here, they actually did take a shot of this guy's identification card. And he's using the state seal. He's using, you know how when you look at state paperwork, there's always the state seal at the top, state of, fill in the blank, and then all the whatever the details are.
Sure.
He's using their icon, or their iconography, or whatever you want to call it, their images, if mm-hmm. you will, their representations. And he's essentially created his own identification card that mimics the state. And I think that is a problem.
I would say so. I mean, you know, obviously, if you're trying to break away from that that corporation, why in the world would you make a identification in their name?
Yeah, there's a lot of confusion in this so-called sovereign citizen movement, and I wanted to address some of that. Not that I know all, and I'm the end-all, be-all of all things sovereignty. But I've done a little bit of digging and research into this particular area, and it seems to me a real bad idea to start using the state seal on anything that you do, because like you say, Mark, number one, just from a freedom standpoint, yeah, from a philosophical standpoint, it's just silly to start putting state this and state that on.
Secondly, it's counterfeiting.
Yeah, that is. Well, I mean, you could say that's silly to believe you could counterfeit a criminal organization like the state, but nonetheless, they will charge you with unauthorized use of state seal or unauthorized use of.
You could say that, but I mean, I think that your signature is, has validity, and it's only you should be able to put your stamp on things, and that's the state stamp.
No, I agree with you, Mark. I think that it's going to result in problems for these people, and it could result in criminal charges just based on them using the state seal, because it's them representing themselves as though they're somehow officially connected with the state government, when in point of fact they are supposedly trying to separate themselves to some extent.
Yeah, that makes much sense.
It's very confusing. And as you can see, this gentleman, Don Moore, is not the friendliest of chaps. He doesn't even want to allow the news crew into his home to interview him. So, not the best representative for the movement. We continue.
Their titles, some people assume, when they become what is known as a sovereign citizen.
And let's stop right there, because that, I think, is that alone is a problem. If you're a citizen, how can you be a sovereign? Because a sovereign is a king. A sovereign is one who has dominion over one's own property. You get to set the rules. You're the king of your own property. You are the sovereign. If you're a citizen, on the other hand, you are someone who has given up your sovereignty.
You can have the one or the other, but you can't have both.
Right. If you're a citizen, you...
Citizens are subjects. As a matter of fact, relatively early on in the 20th century, they were still using, the terminology subject of the United States in their sort of treaties and things like that, that they were, passing between other countries.
They still use the term. If you listen on police scanners, you can hear them call you subjects.
Okay. I don't think that they're using it in quite the same term way, but I guess you're right. Anyhow, they've stopped using the term subject because people don't want to be known as a subject, but they were using the term interchangeably with a citizen. And really, what is the difference between a citizen and a subject?
I mean, it's a new word for it. Basically.
It really is.
I mean, the idea behind citizen is that you are somebody who owes a duty of allegiance to the government in return for an obligation of protection. That's kind of the definition of what a citizen is. And everybody in this country and around the world that takes the mantle of citizen for themselves, a lot of people do it proudly. I'm a citizen of blah, blah, blah. I'm a citizen. No, we vote and we're citizens. And it's good to be a citizen.
And that's
well,
fine.
You're not actually a citizen. And here's why. The Supreme Court, the men in robes, men and women in robes that apparently interpret
well,
the Constitution.
Well, first you have to get what the definition of a citizen is.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I already said it. I believe I did. A citizen is one who has who owes a duty of allegiance to the government in return for an obligation of protection. So the idea is that you do what they say, they keep you safe, right?
And that's what people would think.
That's the supposedly the deal. That's what people are led to believe. They believe they're citizens, and it's just not true. And the reason it's not true is because there is no obligation to protect. So if being a citizen is an agreement between you and the people calling themselves the government, if it's a trade-off in that you're trading them freedom in return for security, the trade that Ben Franklin said couldn't be done.
Right. And what you've got to remember is that a free person would be able to, in fact, trade freedom.
What do you mean by that?
Well, they would be able to decide, I'm going to trade my freedom for this, and I'll be able to take my freedom back. But you can't take your freedom back. You never had it in the first place. If you're obligated to pay taxes, which is what they say, when they, income tax, certainly if you work, you're obligated to pay it. If you're obligated to pay those taxes, how did you ever have your freedom in the first place? It's not like you're going to Walmart and you're exchanging or wherever and exchanging money for something. You just have to pay. And wouldn't it be great if some business could do that? I mean, I'd love to run the business where people had to pay. I'm going to provide you with a service. And you're going to pay me for it. And if you don't, I'm going to throw you in jail. And then your family's going to be impoverished.
Well, whether you get the service or not.
I'm going to tell you you're free. In the process.
Right, and you have to pay whether or not you're...
Here's my flag salute, boy.
Right, and you have to pay whether or not you're actually provided with the service. And so, in this case, government has no obligation, as the Supreme Court has ruled over and over again, to provide any sort of services, whether we're talking about protection or NASA, I mean, whatever we're talking about, they have no obligation to do so. And so we'll come back with more here. The so-called sovereign citizen movement apparently catching fire in Indiana. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
The legendary Race Into the Night, the world's fastest sports car racing door-to-door for 12 hours in an epic showdown. Be there Saturday, March 20th at Sebring International Raceway. The 58th annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, is coming March 20th. See Porsche, Corvette, Ferrari, Jaguar, BMW, Mazda, Acura, and other world-class racing teams battle in America's toughest road race. Gates open on Wednesday, March 17th. Order your tickets today. Call 800-626-7223 or visit SebringRaceway.com. See the cars and stars of the American Le Mans Series, seven supporting races, vintage race cars, driver autograph sessions, the party zone, and much more. 4 days of family fun at Sebring. Children 12 and under admitted free. For more info, visit SebringRaceway.com. The 58th annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida. March 20th is the date. Sebring is the place. Order your tickets at SebringRaceway.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today. Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Okay, so you're sitting there listening to your favorite radio program, and all of a sudden, you hear GetTheTea.com. What the? GetTheTea.com? Then you think to yourself, I don't drink tea. Now for the truth. Many people don't drink tea, but they drink energy drinks, colas, juices from concentrates, which all carry high levels of sugar and caffeine. Sugar is a toxin. Sugar does not help you, nor does caffeine. Your colon could be clogged, causing dangerous consequences. This is why GetTheTea.com will help. Specially formulated by a PhD to remove harmful toxins from your body. Lose weight naturally and clean the system in your body and feel more energy. Order now at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. No tea works like GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there, because they're free. And if you want to be kept in the loop with what's going on with Free Talk Live, you can go to news.freetalklive.com, get signed up for our email updates. join our Facebook page as a fan. You can follow our Twitter profile. You can get to all of those from news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com. And the IHS seminars are going on around the country. 11 different seminars happening in places like Chicago, Philadelphia, D.C., and more. Participation is completely free. Not only that, IHS is actually going to provide you with housing and meals during the seminar, open to a wide range of students and recent grads, from those simply curious about the libertarian perspective to those extremely passionate about liberty. They've got career-oriented seminars in journalism, public policy, film and production, and academia, providing career advice, networking opportunities, and lectures on topics relevant to each career path. Go ahead and get yourself signed up. You get a free book if you apply by March 15th, and the final deadline to apply is March 31st. So go to libertarianseminars.com for more information. They've got a couple new seminars this year, Liberty and Education and Liberty and Leviathan Policy from the Libertarian Perspective. Once again, that's libertarianseminars.com. All right, so we continue here. We started the show out with a news report from a station in Indianapolis about a growing so-called sovereign citizen movement that is popping up across Indiana. And the Raw Story covered it as well at rawstory.com. And there's even more to this so-called sovereign citizens movement that apparently it's gaining popularity in jails around the country as well. So we'll try to cover that aspect of it, too.
But there's all kinds of nonsense that goes around jails, that's for sure.
So the what we were talking about before the break there was the idea that sovereign citizen on its own is kind of a contradiction. Because if you look up the definition of citizen, or actually specifically citizenship is where the relevant definition appears in Ballantine's Law Dictionary, 3rd edition, it says this: the privilege of membership in a political society, implying a duty of allegiance, meaning you do what they say, on the part of the member, and a duty of protection on the part of the society.
Yeah, allegiance doesn't mean that you say you're rooting for your team or anything like that. Allegiance comes from the term liege, which means
my liege.
Yeah, my king. They are in charge. You are not.
That's the definition.
You're giving up your sovereignty to them. If you, in fact, had sovereignty in the beginning, and I believe that you do, you are giving it up to them. But they've designed a system where you... if you don't, they're going to throw you in jail. So I think that it's a might-makes-right situation.
Right, and of course the term sovereign means king. So you can't be the king and also be a citizen at the same time. In fact, you can't be a citizen because at least this government, this society, these robed men and calling themselves the Supreme Court have ruled time and time again over years and years that the government has no obligations whatsoever to you. So there is no obligation to protect you. Oh, yeah, I know. They've got the military, and they're over doing their bombings and killing. But that's not an obligation to protect you. So don't be fooled by the trappings of the state. Yeah, they've got cops, and they've got the military, and maybe the cops will protect you. There is a chance. I mean, some of the cops got into the world of policing because they actually do want to protect people. But there's no obligation for them to do that. If you call 911 and they don't show up, you can't sue them. They don't have an obligation. And that's where these court decisions have come from, is cases where people thought, hey, wait, I thought I was supposed to have this and that from you. Well, no. Sorry, you don't. You don't have that ability.
Right. If you hired a private protection company to protect your house and your house got broken into and robbed, you'd have a pretty good case if you took those people to court and they gave you some kind of guarantee or whatever. You'd have a pretty good case if you took them to court and said, hey, these people failed to protect my house. I think they should compensate me. If somebody breaks into your house and steals your stuff, can you sue the cops or the city or the county or whomever?
You could try.
Of course you can.
You could try, but you'll lose because of this.
You wouldn't be so foolish. It would never even pop into your mind because we live in a world where we innately understand the government isn't responsible for protecting us.
So
but what the government does with its military and its cops and others and all those other things is protect itself.
Exactly right. Protecting and serving.
If the invading horde came over here, they're not going to Joe's house to protect it. They're going to Obama's house to protect it.
So let's continue with the news report from ABC 6 in Indianapolis here.
Don also showed us his badge. He says the badge and ID mean he doesn't have to follow any laws, including those which require paying taxes.
What laws would you be immune from? I mean, again, you
all of them.
What does it mean to have this card?
It gave me diplomatic immunity.
Usually someone that's a diplomatic agent or an ambassador represents a country or an entity.
The way I understand it, the federal government is incorporated and the all states is incorporated. This takes me completely out of the corporation.
The Moors and others point to the Bible and the Constitution as the source of their rights.
Touching their guns and their Bibles.
Now what he's saying is true to some extent, that the governments are corporations. And whatever that means,
that, sure.
Corporations are nothing more than a fiction. They're nothing more than a legal fiction. It's just a concept. It's something that was created from thin air by people who wanted to, in many cases, LLCs are the more commonly found corporations. Business corporations are more commonly found. But if you live in a city, it's probably a municipal corporation. So all of these governments are incorporated. Whenever you drive into a city and you see on the sign, welcome to blankety blank,
incorporated
in 1775 or something like that.
In most cases, they weren't incorporated at that time. You'll find is, in fact, those towns were towns, and they'd do their sort of ruling. And then they got incorporated later, usually much later.
State reports a growing number of people declaring themselves sovereign citizens, at least 10 a month. They say all they have to do to become sovereign is file documents available online with the Secretary of State's office.
Yes. The old, we'll just file our paperwork with the state to get out of their corporate control, as though it were that easy. And I understand the attraction of this. It makes it seem like, hey, guys, this is so easy. They've just obscured it from you. All you have to do is fill out these reams of paperwork here, or, you know, however much paperwork it is. Send it into the Secretary of State, and then no problem. You're out.
We'll be in good shape.
And usually these kinds of schemes are promoted by people who are charging hundreds of dollars, if not more than that, thousands of dollars, for the kind of the secret to escaping the government, right? So the idea is that if these were readily available on the Internet, then I would think that this kind of paperwork would be a little bit more popular. If this this stuff actually worked, then I would think that this would be more well-known within the Liberty community. And usually when you see this stuff, it's on some poorly designed website, and you have to pay hundreds, at least hundreds of dollars in order to get them to send you like a CD-ROM with the PDF files on it or doc files on it or something like that. And then, of course, you're out the hundreds of dollars. Then you have to kind of muddle through the paperwork. And, of course, I'm sure the people that sold you the paperwork will also offer you consulting for $60 an hour or whatever it is that they will charge you to help you fill out the paperwork.
And maybe they'll bring you some nice things while you're in jail.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
I love gardening. What I don't love to see is deer and rabbits destroy my beautiful plants.
Why let your garden be destroyed? Plant Skin Repellent protects your garden, trees, and landscaping from wildlife damage. Made in the USA from 100% organic environment and pet-friendly ingredients, Plant Skin is the number one, most tested, most effective, and longest-lasting deer and rabbit repellent you can buy. It lasts up to 6 months over winter and 3 to 4 months during the active spring-summer growing season. Unlike other repellents, Plant Skin will not wash off in the rain and is guaranteed to outlast and outperform all other repellents. Plant Skin is OMRI-listed organic and is proven effective protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents. That's why Plant Skin is used by leading forest companies, nurseries, and conservation agencies and is member-tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Locate a dealer nearest you at PlantSkin.com. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back. Go to PlantSkin.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free. They include various different ways to listen in. We've got our live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, webcam. Our listen lines are available as well. Go get them all free at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
If you've been thinking about starting that website, and, you know, I think we all have, HostGator is a worldwide leader in web hosting. They make it, as a matter of fact, they're consistently rated among the best hosting companies out there. And you can get your own .com domain name there, whether it's .com or, you know, .dot anything else. They do personal blogs on up to e-commerce business websites from the smallest to the largest. It's HostGator.com. And you can use code FTL to get your first month completely free at HostGator.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We continue here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. But we started this the show out with a story about the so-called sovereign citizen movement. And I don't want to sound like I'm being too critical here, because I have been pretty critical so far of these folks, just kind of pointing out some of the issues with what it is they're doing. They're using the state logo on their identification cards.
At least this one fella is.
Well, it's supposedly a movement of people, Mark, and there's another guy that they interview later on in the clip. And this guy that they interviewed is one of the head guys in the movement. So it's likely that he's providing these cards to other people. Anyway, yes, Mark, at least this one guy is using the state seal in his documentation, and that's bad news. Plus, calling yourself a sovereign citizen is like a contradiction. You can't be a sovereign and a citizen at the same time. So why not just call yourself a sovereign? If you want to be a sovereign, just stop there. That's far enough. Sovereign. That means you're the king of your own dominion. You're the king of your own property. So there's that. And then these, they're filing papers with the state the suggestion is that if you just file the right paperwork with the Secretary of State, then you're out.
You know, that almost makes some sense to me, because certainly we filed papers with the state and federal governments up until this point, saying that, you know, obviously, who knows what we're agreeing to precisely when you file all those pieces of paper, those government pieces of paper, because they say things like, on them, like, you're subject to all state and federal laws and stuff like that. And God knows what they wrote in those books, because no one could read them.
Right.
You couldn't read them in three lifetimes. Really. You couldn't read them in three lifetimes. So, you know, it's this kind of, it's hard to know whether or not you filed paperwork saying that you are subject to the government. And essentially, every time you file paperwork to the government, unless you're filing paperwork to say you're not subject to the government, you are saying you're subject to the government, right? I mean, you're bowing in obeisance before your liege.
In many cases, it's under duress, and in a contract that you've entered without a true
understanding. I'm not saying it's a contract.
Right, okay.
But, I mean, look, if the king says bow or I'll stick this sword through you.
Yeah.
And you bow, I'm not saying you're obligated to bow from there on out or that you belong to the king or anything like that, but he will stick the sword through you if you don't.
Yeah. So let me continue the report here from ABC 6 in Indianapolis.
In fact, many claim the statements within the papers are enforceable because of the state seal placed on their material.
Mm.
But the reality is that the seal is placed on all kinds of documents and does not make the information true.
You are operating against the law.
Secretary of State Todd Rokita is troubled that people are using the self-made ID cards, which show his name and the state emblem, in an attempt to open bank accounts, buy items tax-free, and even board planes.
Just because you allege something or you concoct it.
Planes.
Yeah, and you got to give these guys credit. They're doing some pretty ballsy things. I appreciate what they're attempting to do, and I have a real appreciation for the general gist of
but
the
to
idea
some extent
of withdrawing
it's
from the
a
government.
Totem, right? They built themselves a lucky ID card,
mm-hmm.
and that lucky ID card, I just know it'll get me through this checkpoint. I know it'll let me open this bank account, that kind of thing. I mean, I think you're better off just going to the bank and saying, I don't have a Social Security number. Can I open an account? Nope, I don't have one. My mom didn't give me one. Sorry, I don't have one.
Has anyone successfully done that?
Yeah, there's people that have written the show that you know, true sons of Zion, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ones that never got a Social Security number, and they said that they managed to get along just fine without it.
After the Patriot Act?
I don't know. It was after the Patriot Act that I've gotten these emails. But look, I couldn't tell you.
Right. I'm curious as to which bank would allow that.
They probably had accounts already on file. Likely, if you do manage to get yourself a bank account in that situation, you keep it.
Bank accounts, buy items tax-free, and even board planes.
Just because you allege something or you concoct yourself a document here doesn't mean you're getting off the hook. In fact,
I love this guy.
Yeah. That's because you allege something. The document.
You slimy, smarmy bastard. That's all the government people do. You make allegations and concoct documents all day long. The government has all kinds of documents and paperwork. What makes your concocted documents more legitimate than these so-called sovereign citizens?
Well, because they have the force of guns behind them. That's really
right.
The long and the short of it.
That's it. That's all it is.
You know, they've gotten, to their mind, I guess it's a majority of the voters have managed to, up to this point, create whatever government it is that they work for, whether it's state or local or federal, you know, the majority of the people that have decided to go to the polls that particular day have come up with it. Even though in the vast majority of these cases, most people vote no by not going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they vote not interested.
Yep.
But it doesn't matter because it's the people that go. Their votes are the ones that they count. And then 50% plus one of them. So, you know, as if 51% are of the people allowed to subjugate 49%, and that's okay. Then, you know, those politicians get in, they set up whatever bureaucracy they set up without really much oversight from the general public, because they're going on about their lives and thinking that, oh, you know, that government thing's being taken care of by those guys.
We continue here.
You're going to get yourself in worse trouble.
That's what's happened to one Indiana man who's serving nearly 4 years in federal prison for using his sovereign citizen paperwork. Last year, Jonathan Noah Dilley was convicted of making and presenting his own promissory notes to pay off more than $800,000 of debt.
And this is another area that people really need to stay away from. We're talking about how these promoters of the get out of the system, just give me hundreds of dollars and I'll show you the secrets. There are also people that are promoting the idea of what they call redemption, or this concept that essentially the suggestion is that when you were born, they created a birth certificate, and the birth certificate is an identification that there's some sort of trust fund or some kind of corporate account with your name on it, and the birth certificate number is the number on the account, and all you have to do to tap into that account has millions of dollars in it. All you have to do to tap into it is write these magic words on any bill that you want to pay, and then you will have it paid. It'll come out of your account. You don't have to do
Worry about it. It'll be fine.
Right. And so there are various different versions of this kind of theory out there. And I don't know exactly what this gentleman who is spending 4 years in jail, but essentially he printed his own promissory notes. So just all kinds. There's all kinds of sort of financial conspiracy theories out there about how you can get out of debt just by, taking the bank to court and asking them to show you the original sign. There's all kinds of things out there that people will be sucked into because, well, they're in debt and they want to get out of debt. And so they are likely to be to fall for one of these scams. And that's these kind of scams are part and parcel of a lot of the promoters of this sovereignty, so-called sovereign citizen movement. So be very, very, be very cautious. If what you want is to be out from underneath the thumb of the federal or state governments, you should not be going and like making up your own currency and trying to pay off debts or writing magic words on bills or whatever. If you owe money to somebody, you need to pay your debts off. That's a completely separate situation.
Well, I think,
and I know that the Federal Reserve note is illegitimate. I know that it was printed out of thin air, but that doesn't mean that you don't owe people the money that you promised to pay.
I think you're glossing over how many of the banks out there, the major banks out there, have accepted the stolen money from taxpayers to bail them out when they're bad investments. So if they get the free money, then, I think that the people should, that people have a right to a certain level of compensation on that. But I don't think most of this crap is legitimate.
Attention, active and separated U.S. military personnel. This message is just for you. You're entitled to benefits that are not available to the general public. You deserve them. Your family deserves them. And we want to make sure you know about them.
This is Tim Lewis of iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. Did you know VA programs can allow you to buy a home with no down payment? Or refi with cash out up to 100% of your home's equity? And, because of your service to your country, it's usually easier to qualify for a VA loan than a conventional loan.
On your feet!
And get all the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com or call 800-900-VA-LOAN. varadio.com.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels. Of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com.
From the ancient lost book of Tobias, we read,
"Then the angel said to him, take out the entrails of the fish and lay up his heart and his gall and his liver for thee, for these are necessary for useful medicines. This passage tells how livers of fish were important to man's health then and are now. Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality sacred food oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, with fermentation. Cold fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. For more information and a 20% discount off of first orders, visit greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good through March 31st. Or call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Call Green Pasture Products today.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL-CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free if you like the show. And you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take your $3 and reinvest it into the show. Get on more radio stations around the country. Bring more internet listeners on board. Expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up and to get access to perks like the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only forum, podcast, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the so-called sovereign citizen movement, a very confused group of people who have the best, what I believe to be some very positive intentions. They are about sick and tired of the government, and they want to get out of the government. Unfortunately, they believe that the way to get out of the government is to file paperwork with the government, and then use the government seal on their own documents. So it's a very confused group of folks here. The Indianapolis Channel 6, I believe, ABC affiliate, is reporting on them. We'll continue with their report.
Give you permission to film me yet.
Brad Henry decided to talk to us outside his Delaware County home.
I mean, how can you declare yourself, I'm a citizen, what gives you the right to declare?
Any rights that you don't. You just don't have the guts to stand up for yours.
Now, that is an awesome thing to say. You don't have the guts to stand up for your rights. And just, of course, the news reporter doesn't understand that he's actually, point of fact, not a citizen, because most people believe they are citizens. As we explained earlier, you can't possibly be a citizen because it requires an obligation of protection on behalf of the government, which they don't have. And they have affirmed that over and over again. But so it's like I say, I really like the mindset of these people. I appreciate where they're coming
surly,
from.
Surly, and I don't think that surliness is going to get you anywhere, but still.
No, I understand what you're saying, but then again, he is being attacked by a hostile reporter at the same time, and you can understand the anger that these people might have, right, Mark? I mean, we used to be pretty angry ourselves.
I can understand. I just don't think I don't think it served.
No, I agree with you, but this is where they're at, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
it is.
They're angry at the state. They found something that they believe to be the way out. This reporter comes in there with some pretty hostile attitudes and hostile questions, And I can't blame them for behaving this way. These aren't professional PR executives, right? They don't know necessarily the best way to go about representing their movement. But nonetheless, we continue.
What gives you the right to declare?
Any rights that you don't. You just don't have the guts to stand up for yours.
Brad says he loves America, but is fed up with government in general. He says he doesn't mind paying sales taxes, but has problems with property taxes. He asked county officials in a letter to exempt him from the annual bills because he considers his home to be an embassy. The county denied his request.
Now, you don't really mean that this is an embassy.
Absolutely.
Embassies are where officials from other countries work and must be recognized by the U.S. Department of State.
Ah, see, he doesn't have the official state recognition for... Recognition, thank you, for his embassy. So therefore, it's no good.
What you're doing illegal and wrong?
No, not at all.
Another concern is that some sovereign citizens refuse to use state-issued licenses or plates. But when they get pulled over, police tell us the citizens show an ID that says no one can delay, detain, or arrest them without facing damages of $2 million.
Now, again, I got to give them credit. I mean, that's something that I think is great, having people driving around with no state license plates. I am all in favor of that. And
my favorite is the guy who, and this is, this is to me the most ludicrous of these arguments, because it's the opportunity to get hassled constantly by the authorities. And my favorite was the guy who wrote on, like, had incantations written on the car. This is not a car, it's a vessel, and da da da. You know, he had all kinds of things written on the car, so that of course that'll keep the it's like garlic to vampires. It'll keep them away. It's like cop repellent.
There was a video on YouTube of a guy who had a handmade license plate that he had on his car. And he actually got out of the police giving him a ticket. I saw the footage. It was unbelievable.
I don't believe it.
He handed them like reams of paperwork.
Oh God!
And they took a very long time to actually read through it. But they came back, handed it back to him, and they let him go on his way.
Wow!
It was incredible. It happened up in Canada. It was one of the Freeman guys.
Oh well, I have no idea what's going on with those Freeman guys over in the BC area up in Canada. It sounds like they've got some good stuff going, but it baffles me.
So I just love the idea that these, again, there's a lot of that I like about what these folks are doing, and I think there's a lot that's just really messed up about it. Let's continue.
Despite that threat, police in Pendleton recently seized the plate of a self-appointed diplomat.
Knowing there's no embassy in Pendleton or Madison County that I'm aware of, this would be illegal in the town of Pendleton.
Brad uses an Indiana plate to avoid any hassles, but he's not backing down from his principles.
We are people who love our organic United States of America the way it was founded and meant to be, and are trying to preserve that.
Okay. We contacted many others who believe in the movement, and they refused to talk.
By the way, I did call that guy, that Brad gentleman they were just talking to. I left him a message. I presume it was him. They mentioned in the report what county he lived in, and I went and I looked up his name. So I left him a message. Haven't heard back yet.
The Department of State says only people on its list, and this is the list, all 100 pages, are considered diplomats. None of the people we spoke to are on this list. We have more on the history of the sovereign citizen movement rooted in the 1970s on the IndyChannel.com.
So interesting. This might almost seem like a joke, but this is for real. There are people doing this.
This is for real.
Yeah.
And state police tell us if you do use a badge or that ID, they're going to tow your vehicle, they're going to give you a ticket. No matter what county, no matter what citizen you believe you are from, or no matter what the country, you will get a ticket, and that vehicle will be towed.
Fascinating story. Thanks, Raphael.
That's right. Scare them. That's what your job is. News media essentially just repeating the mantra of the state police. They're attempting to intimidate anybody that might be getting the idea to join up with
the
movement.
The media doesn't know any better than anybody else about these things. So
sure.
These people are to them, this is just whack job lunacy, absolute lunacy.
But yeah, you can hear that in her voice when she wraps up the report. Like, well, this sounds crazy, but people are really doing this.
To me, it sounds crazy, too. The idea that there is a violent gang that flies flags out and you know operates with impunity in this country and calling itself the government, and somehow that violent gang is going to step down and leave you alone because you present them with some paperwork and consider yourself to be a sovereign individual. I mean, show me some kind of historical evidence that violent gangs operate in that fashion.
Right. Clearly, the gang is not going to back down at this point, but I still think there's some real value in what these people are doing. Good for them for deciding to take it to the next level, because usually people are just, when it comes to trying to change the government or when it comes to trying to change the circumstances in which we live, it's, well, you got to work within the system. You got to go and run for office and then, you know, go and vote and, you know, work within the system. Well, yeah, these people have basically said, I've had it with your system,
indeed,
and I'm withdrawing from it.
They've created them for themselves a lucky talisman, these IDs and that sort of thing. And then when they find out that the talismans fail, and then they convince other people that, look, you try the lucky talisman, it stops bullets. And then they convince other people, this is lucky. And then when people find out, whoa, this thing isn't lucky, this is really unlucky. Yep. Then what you do is you set back the ideas of freedom and liberty and sovereignty.
I think sovereignty. Yeah. I think the point, though, generally should be that people who are like-minded, people who are sick and tired of the state, and are willing to take some drastic steps, because these are pretty drastic steps in the idea of just withdrawing, declaring personal sovereignty, personal secession, and leaving the state. Whether or not they're doing it in the right manner, the idea of it, I think, is sound, but going into it, you should be warned that you are likely going to be placed in a cage. There is a very good chance that should you go through with this, your car will be stolen, you will be placed in a cage. You shouldn't have... If somebody is selling this as... there's a lucky talisman and you can just get out of everything, then that is really, I think, a bad thing. I agree with you, Mark. And so people that are getting into something like this should really expect in advance that attention will be drawn to you, especially if you're driving around with your own license plate.
The fights...
and I've done that.
The one should pick, yes, and it didn't go well. And one should pick one's fights if one wants, you know, if you don't like income taxes, stop paying income taxes. I get that. That's fine. And quite honestly, the chances are very good if you work for, especially if you work for yourself, that nobody's going to come after you. And I've known plenty of people who didn't file that did work for other people. They marked exempt on the yeah. W-2 and that kind of thing. And
what, W-4?
W-4, yeah. Excuse me. And they didn't. Nobody's come after them so far.
Right.
If you don't want to pay property taxes, likely you should move someplace where other people aren't paying property taxes so you have sort of a group that's not willing to. Because I don't think that a group of people not paying income taxes really matters, but there's 60 million people that don't pay income taxes.
I think having a group is very important. I think that having the social network and the support network to back you up is critical. Hour 2 is coming up.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.